A year ago, Walker's State of the State speech was laced with national themes and hints of a presidential campaign that was right around the corner. Last night, that intrigue was gone, but the governor still hit many of the same notes that were mainstays of his presidential run.
The Wisconsin comeback is real.
As expected, Walker stressed Wisconsin's low unemployment rate, sidestepping any mention of state-to-state comparisons that show Wisconsin lagging in job growth. Going forward, Walker said growing the economy would require a change in perspective.
We must value our students who choose to be highly skilled welders, IT technicians, or certified nursing assistants, as much as we choose to honor those who choose to be doctors and lawyers.
Walker said some of the changes he'd made as governor were already helping, specifically Wisconsin's new law requiring job training for food stamp recipients. Walker mentioned anecdotes from people who'd used the program to get jobs at a flooring mill, at a warehouse, and a Walmart deli.
For too long, government programs have entrapped individuals like this into extended dependency. Our reforms help people get the training that they need to get back up on their feet again.
As he did all last week, Walker discussed his higher education plan that would allow for the full deduction of student loan interest on state income taxes and increased grants for technical colleges.
Tonight, I call on lawmakers in both parties to pass this legislative package as soon as possible.
Walker also waded into the debate over whether to change Wisconsin's state employee health insurance system, seemingly endorsing a switch to a self-insurance model. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Jen Schilling said after Walker's speech that the governor seemed to lack urgency and that his ideas were, quote, weak tea.
I felt underwhelmed, honestly, by the governor's remarks and comments and by his vision for the state.
Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca cautioned against the change in health insurance, pointing out that independent consultants disagree on whether it's a good idea.
When the governor says that there's going to be these savings, it could be the exact opposite. It could cost significantly more.
Majority Republicans also voiced concerns about moving to a self-insurance model. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he needed to know more.
I want to make sure that it's done, first of all, not in a way that's going to disrupt the private insurance market. I certainly don't want to drive people into Obamacare. And the second thing that I want to make sure of is that there are significant savings.
Voss said he did hope to pass the governor's higher ed plan, but Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was far more cautious, saying plainly that any change to the state health insurance system won't happen this year, and time is running out on other ideas.
Yeah, anything that's going to happen is going to have to happen quickly.
Fitzgerald told reporters that new budget projections due out this week could be a factor in what the legislature passes. He said those numbers would likely be worse than previously expected, a somber contrast to the upbeat message of the governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.